thank you, Rabbi. This is Rabbi Weaver's second time, and he's our first repeater, and hopefully for many more times. Without further ado.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had an easy fast. It doesn't get easier than this one. Okay, so the topic, as you see here on the top, Birchos Yaakov, Brachos Nevua O Davar Acher. We're going to focus on Davar Acher. We usually refer to the brachot in this week's parsha as it says at the end, that actually Yaakov blesses his sons. So we call them brachos, but if you take a careful look at them, they don't look very much like the other brachos we find in Sefer Bereishis. They don't look like some of the brachos in Parshas Vayichi itself. And they don't really follow a pattern of brachos that we're comfortable with when we would give a bracha to our children or recite a bracha to the Ribono Shel Olam. There is an approach that these are not brachos at all. If you look in Perek Mem Tes, this will work back and forth using the Chumash. Perek Mem Tes begins when Yaakov gathers his sons together. And he tells them that he gathered them together. And he tells them, come together and I'll tell you Asher Yikra Eschem B'Acharis HaYamim. So he's going to tell them something about what's going to be in the future, Acharis HaYamim. So maybe this is a form of nevuah. In the fact that the psukim, the ensuing psukim, now all of a sudden Yaakov becomes a poet. All of a sudden, just like that. So you feel like you're reading Nevi'im more than you're reading Chumash. So this could be just the words of Hashem into his mouth in a poetic form. And maybe he's speaking about what's going to be in the future. So those are the two approaches we usually take. They're brachos in some fashion. We have to explain why that would be. Or maybe this is just nevuah. What we're going to spend tonight doing is taking the approach of the Abarbanel. What you have in front of you is the Abarbanel cut and pasted the way I wanted to. There are things, so if you want to read the full Abarbanel, it's probably about double the size of what you see here. Abarbanel generally is like that, very long. But I have here his approach to the Birchos Yaakov. I hope it will be enlightening. I hope that after tonight, when we read the Parsha, first of all, we won't be intimidated by Birchos Yaakov, not understanding what they really mean. And we'll have really a theme that takes us throughout every one of the Birchos Yaakov. And it's a brilliant approach, and we're going to go through it systematically. So let's begin with his introduction, and then we'll go back and forth as we go through each of the children. Okay. V'amnam. He begins the Abarbanel. Be'kavanas eile hama'amarim v'habrachos da'atino teh Sheyakov be'es moso ratzol levoer me'eze mibanov yetze shevet hamalchus v'hamimshala bizarah. What we're going to see, it's one theme. And what's going to be beautiful is that we're going to take every single one of the sons and we're going to explain how the bracha that he receives has to do, the majority of them are going to be, why you cannot be the next leader of the Jewish people. That's what it means. Asher yikra eschem ba'acharis hayamim. Acharis hayamim. What does that mean? It means when you enter the land of Israel. When you come, acharis hayamim means, well, what happened prior to this? And we're talking about, after all, excuse me, we have all of Yaakov's sons. We're now in Mitzrayim. We're awaiting who's going to be the next leader of the Jewish people. So what Yaakov is doing is telling you, I'm going to let you know who is going to lead the Jewish people in the future. Which one of the sons is going to take over? Everybody's waiting for Yaakov to make this announcement. And each one of the brachos really tells you why. We'll see Yehuda, of course, as the leader. And everybody else has not earned that title. So follow very carefully. We're still in the Abarbanel. Ki ra'am on the second line after the bold. Ki ra'av yadav b'koach nevuosav. He knew he's going to have a lot of children, a lot of progeny. There has to be someone who's going to lead them, who's going to rule over them. In order that they not quarrel after his passing, who's going to be appointed? Ra'a hazakein. B'shas moso levo'ir me'ezo shevet mehem tiyahana agava hamalchus. Uvo malachim yimlochu. And from him there'll be malachim. Uvavur ze aso chipus v'chakira b'chol echad mibanov kivi tivo tchunaso. What he does is he investigates each and every son. Let me tell you, based on your history, or based on the future, what you're going to do, and why you are not ra'ui l'melucha. That's what every one of the brachos are about, as we will see. Ki teva habanim asher yivaldu lahem ra'a sheyeh notel l'teva ha'avos v'yeh tamid hamura mehem kayotzei mehem. That's a phrase from Mishnayis Bachar. Okay? Literally means that which is uplifted from them is just like the earlier generation. Ki teva hamakor ra'ui sheyimtza b'ma sheyichatzev mimenu. The nature of the source, we'll see, that which is hewn from the source will be similar. V'lachein mipnei ha'bechina hazos zachar b'chol echon mibanov pam tichunosei hem ba'atzmam u'pam he'asid lavo al zaram. Something about their nature currently, we'll see, and something about what will be in the future. Lo l'tachlis habracha, not for the purpose of blessing. V'lo l'tachlis hatochacha, and not for the purpose of rebuke. That's not what this is about. Don't think Yaakov is going to utilize the few moments before he dies in order to admonish Shimon and Levi. That's not what he's doing. That's not what you do. A person on his deathbed, it's not the time to rebuke the children. That's not what Yaakov is doing. V'lo lahagir asidos, nor is he telling, it's not prophecy. V'lo lisaper ma'ala sam ba'aretz, kim lahudia imheim ra'ui l'malchus ulisrara imlo. So let's go to the psukim. Let's begin with Reuven. Perek memtes. He kavtsu pasuk ben. He covered su v'shimu b'nei Yaakov v'shimu el Yisrael avichem. So Reuven, if we think about who should be the melech, so we begin with the bechor. Why not Reuven? Reuven bechori ata, you're my firstborn. Kochi v'reishisoni, right? You are my strength, the beginning of my strength, the first child. Yeser se'es v'yeser us. One would have thought that you should be higher in status and in power than anybody else. So, right, this is what we call, this is the Hava Amina. Okay, this is what you would have thought. But, do you know why you will not earn that title of the Melech, of the next leader of this family? Because Pachas Pakamayim, because you were too quick. You acted in haste, al tosar, and therefore you will not be yaser, yeser se'es v'yeseraz, al tosar. Ki alisa mishkevei avicha, literally, right? We speak about whatever Reuven's avera was. We're switching the beds. You went up literally onto the bed of your father, az chilalta yitzui Allah, which can be translated in different ways. But you literally means you profaned Yitzui Allah, that which you went up, you went on top of my bed, so now you have profaned, it could be you desecrated God's name as well. So, what does that mean? To the videotape. Let's go to the Barbanel. By the bowl. V'schil me Reuven, ki hu abachor, v'amar b'choriata, ritzon olomar, emesha tohu abachor b'bini.
You're the Bechor, you're the firstborn, the first of my strength.
More than first of my strength, I was a young person. I was young when I gave birth to you.
You
should have been elevated above all. Ki se'es u lashon ma'ala, that's what the word se'es, no say, the shorish nun sin aleph. V'gam haya ra'ui she'yeh oso ha-se'es az, meaning the leader in power. Klomar, A very elevated, powerful status. B'malchus. V'hu milashon v'yitain oz l'malko. B'yorin kerim mishicho. We know that pasuk. Ha'omnam b'nei shahayisa pachas kamayim. Kal hadas. Light-headed, literally. You didn't think. V'ltim miyushav ha'seichel. You didn't act. You're right. You have to think. You have to take time to make a decision. Lochein al tosar. She'encha ro'oi li yisronu ma'ala alachicha. Shekemosh shekosef ha'ramban. What did Reuven want to do? He wanted to invalidate Bilha. This way they wouldn't have any more children. That's the way he understood it. And therefore, if you look right above, the next line, uvazeh gilolo hanavi sheruven lo yihye b'chor le'inyan ha'ma'ala v'hamalchus. Okay, so Reuven's not royal malchus. Why? Because of the way he acted in the past. But there's a Reuven in the future too, who's also pachas kamayim. Which Reuven is that? Do you know why he cannot be the leader in the future either? The efshar sharamaz gam kein bazeh by the bold lemashechat u b'nei Reuven acharkach lakachas b'chizusam lenachal ha'aretz asher me'ever har yaredein v'lo hevinu la'acharisam. You didn't think about what does it mean when you make a decision to live here on Eivar HaYarden? Don't you want to live in the land of Israel? Think about what that means for the future of the people. This is good for us right now. Instant gratification. We need grass. We need grazing land. That's Pachas Kamayim in the children of Reuven. Hine yetz yatzami zesh shelo hayo Reuven ro'uli malchus. Lo mi pa'as tchunaso ba'atzmo. Not because of any inherent characteristic, nor a characteristic inherent in his children. Not because of that, just because of the way he acted. And that's Reuven. So Reuven is the Bechor. I would have thought he should be the leader of the Jewish people. Pachas Kamayim, that's not Ra'u L'Melucha. A king needs to make a decision. He needs patience. He needs to be able to think it through. And then he makes the decision. Not royal Melucha. What about Shimon? Let's go back into the Chumash. Shimon v'Levi achim, klei chamas mecheirosehem. Their swords are klei chamas, are tools of robbery, of crime. B'sodam al tavo nafshi. Within their plan, their sod, their secret. I don't want my name. Or Rashi quotes on the Medrash when we mention them. I don't want my name mentioned. You may know from the Medrash, Ben Korach, Ben Yisrael, Ben Levi. Don't mention Yaakov. B'kaholam al teichal kavodi. Right. Also references to the future when the people gather around. Ki va'apam haruguish, because they killed people with anger, with rage. Uvirt sonam ikru shor. And literally, with their desire, their will, they uprooted shor ox. We'll see what that means. Arura pam kiyaz. Their anger, their rage, because it was so powerful, so brazen, arur should be cursed. The evrasam ki kashasa. Their anger is so, right? Kashasa, it's kasheh. It's something that's so coarse. It's something that was beyond the pale. Achal came by Yaakov, and because they acted in such a way, they're going to be split up. Vafisem by Israel, which is a reference. We'll see a little bit about splitting up Shimon and Levi in the future in the Nachalot in the land of Israel. So why can't they be the leaders? So let's take a look. Vachar zeh bolded. Vachar zeh asah hakira b'Shimon shenolad acharei Reuven ubelevi shenolad acharei Shimon v'shotaf shnehem yachad. He joined them together. Levi shahasiba asher zachar b'shnehem v'hi achas shaveh u'misdameh. You know why we can lump them together? Because it's the same reason that disqualifies them from leadership. V'hu amro v'shimon v'levi achim klei chamas mecheirosehem. Ela, what does it mean, ikru shor? Ritzono lomar. Shor doesn't mean shor as ox. Shor is like shor, we'll see, alei shor later, which means a wall, a choma. Ritzono lomar esarir kula. They uprooted the entire wall of the city of Shechem. Kdei legzol kinyana. In order to steal. It wasn't merely, Yaakov says, we need to avenge what you did to our sister. There was more involved. In fact, Yaakov had to tell the people in Parshas Vayishlach, you know, we're going up to Beit El, get rid of the Elohei HaNechar Asher B'Sochachem. So they took from the spoils of the city that they should not have taken. Ki hayu klei chamas micheiroseihem v'shur hu lashon chama. Ritzono lomar chomas ha'ir v'inyano she'eshchisu ha'ir ahu meikaro aru aru ad ha'choma v'yisodoseh. They raised it, the walls of the city, something they didn't have to do. You needed to wipe the people out because for whatever it's fine. You have to now destroy the entire city and take from the city. The Chazal amru by the bold, Shehochicham Bazal in Yosef. And Chazal have a different interpretation. That may be the literal interpretation. Chazal understand that this was about the way they acted in the sale of Yosef. Sheshimon v'Levi Ahim Hayu Asher Amru V'ata Luchu V'Nahargeu. Let's kill Yosef. V'shezeu amim uvertzonam ikru shor. Who's the shore? Shore is not the wall. Shore refers to Yosef, and they wanted to uproot Yosef from, right? They wanted to kill him. Ulechen kileil evasam v'kasam. Notice what we have to do as parents. What does he curse? He doesn't curse them. Arur apam kiyas. I don't like your behavior. It's not I don't like you. I don't like your behavior. What does he curse? Evrasam v'kasam. Kihine lo kileil es banav chalila. Aval ka'al ka'asam amar arur apam kiyas. That I don't like. Evrasam ki kashasa. Gam achshov sha'ashema lo levad al mas eshchem. It's a chiddush to Abar Ben El. I think it's not only about Shechem. But Shimon's involved later on in the future as well in Shittim. Shimon is involved. Pinchas has to get involved with Shevet Shimon, Zimri ben Salu. Ki im gam kein al inyan Shittim shayu ha'ovrim Shimonim. Kama shakasav harabin Avram ben Ezra. He speaks about that story. There's also Inyan Korach, which is mentioned here as well. Okay, so if you now look, the bottom, the last line, Va'al b'nei Levi amar, va'apitzein b'Yisrael, what's even I'm going to split? How do you split them up? Why'd you do that? Show you mem ches ir migushayhem b'chol gavul Yisrael, they are a miklat. Where are a miklat located? All in one place? They're all over the place. On either side. Shahayu l'levim. Shahayu mufuzaros b'soch haratos kol ha'shvatim. Umizeh holid hazakein. Shalo hayu shiftei Shimon v'levi re'uyim l'malchus. Kevan shahayu klei chamas. But wait, doesn't the melech needs power. The melech is a warrior. The melech is the commander-in-chief. So isn't that good? To some extent it is. But kevan shu klei chamas mecheiro sehem. It was about the crime that they committed. Umelech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz. You want to be the king? So it's about tzedek and mishpat. We speak about David HaMelech. Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes many times. Speaks about David HaMelech. He did staka u'mishpat. That was the greatness of David HaMelech. Was staka u'mishpat? Perhaps he did pshara. He made settlements with people. Perhaps he judged Betzedek, but took out of his pocket to pay the poor person if in the end the impoverished one who was guilty. That was the tztaka umishpat of David HaMelech. Shimon and Levi cannot do so. V'hein Betzedek yimloch melech v'lo v'chamas. Not through Hamas. We know there are plenty of governments that are based on the very foundation. Is Hamas is crime, is robbery, besides the name. Gam shahaya zaram asid liyos mifuzom forad ben shara shvatim ezeralimil. Interesting, if you're going to be split up amongst it, right? We can't have all of the children all over the place. They need to be in one location in order to be the melech. Okay, another interesting possibility. You'll say, but what about the following? Ukfar yishal shoel lama nenshu kan dor asiri l'ruven mishimam alevi avalan avoseihem. How can you, what, you're going to punish the future? V'yos habanim tzadikim v'tovim v'kol shekein b'nei Levi. V'shenivdulu mibein shor ha'shvatim b'nei Levi, where they separated themselves, they're such great people. a holy people, avodes avodes hamikdash, velo zachru kan Yaakov birchoso. Aval hatshuva bazehi shebirchos Yaakov elu lo hayumi menu kithiritzono. This wasn't Yaakov. This is what I want to say. This is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu ki im hayakein ayonosen amam lachol Yosef. He also have Yosef Yehuda. Vegam ayonosen also leBenyamin. Ki benzik benim lo Yosef. Do you think this is Yaakov? I'm going to choose the one that I like. The one I like. The one that you like. I know who you like. You like Yosef, so Yosef should be in the next league. This is not about what I like. This is about what I see in you. This is what the Ribono Shalom is telling me that I see in my children. And I'm not going to, it's not the one that I love. It's the one that I think is Ra'ui L'Melucha more than anybody else. What about Yehuda? Let's take a look in the Chumash. Says the Chumash, Yehuda ata yoducha achecha. You are acknowledged by your brothers. Yodcha ba'oref oivecha. Your hand is able to break the back of the neck of your enemy, yishtachavu lucha b'nei avicha, and people bow to you. So Yehuda is acknowledged. Yehuda is respected. Yehuda is also powerful. Gur Aryeh Yehuda, right? He's a cub. Miteref b'nei alisa. We'll have to explain what that means. That has many interpretations. You elevated yourself from teref b'nei. He is so powerful, everyone's afraid to actually arouse him. And therefore, lo yasur shevet mihuda, the scepter will not leave Yehuda. Chazal have interpretations. This not only refers to leadership in terms of kingship, but it refers to leadership with respect to halacha. Batedin, Sanhedrin, but the Yasur Shevet Yehuda refers to Eretz Yisrael. It refers to Bavel. Michokek refers to Eretz Yisrael. Ad ki yavo Shiloh, till Shiloh comes. One simple interpretation means the Melech HaMashiach v'lo yikahasamim, and that means to him the people gather in. They respect him. And also within his nachala, he will have osri lagefen iro, which means his donkey will be tied to the vine. He will be able to produce within his nachala. There'll be plenty of wine, plenty of parnasa for Yehuda. So, what makes Yehuda unique? So, take a look at the next section. Yehuda ata yoducha achecha ad zvulun lachoch yamim yishkon. Acharei asher asocha ki raso le'inyan ha-malchus v'hanhaga v'ruvein v'shemon v'levi zachar b'noha revi'i Yehuda v'omar she'be'emes kifi inyanov utechunosov lo no'eha adnus v'rovlonov lo melech. That he saw within this child, he's going to be the king. How? Why is that so? So let's skip to just a mover. Ha'echad, you see it's bolded. Ha'alef. Sheyodu b'ma'alascha achecha ki hinei im heyosha anashim yosir mikanim b'ma'alas achayhem b'yishay mikanim zorim b'nachrim. People have, there's more jealousy within the family than of others. Because we have the same parents, right? Why should you be better than I? So, even within the same family, l'fi shebnei ha'achva yira lahem sheyaroyel sheyishav, we should all be equal. They humbled themselves, they subjugated themselves to Yehuda. Herein lies the difference between Yehuda and Yosef. You'll see later, we'll have to rush through it probably, that when it comes to Yosef, this is the difference. Ata yoducha achecha, that's the answer. The answer is that Yosef, could he be the leader? He could. But if the people don't like you, if the people hated you, so you're not going to be successful. It doesn't matter that you have the leadership qualities, the leadership skills. V'habet. Sha'atati ha-matzliach v'mulchamos v'chaim l'cha ya'os ya'eh. It's fitting. L'lchom milchamos Hashem. V'al zeh amar yadcha ba'orif ha'yivecha. Ritzon olamar. What does it mean, the ba'orif, in the back of the neck? They're going to run away from you. If you skip to the gimel, the hagimel, Gur Aryeh Yehuda miteref bini alisa, Ritzono lomar, Yehuda ata hu kemo hagur hakatan, like a little cub, she'eno toref adayin, aval hu toref bekoach. V'zeh miteref bini alisa. What does it mean? That you're like that cub who has that, he doesn't attack yet. but he has the ability to do so. Klomar by the bold, Mikol Teref V'chamas Ata Bini Alisa V'salakta Atzmecha Ki Ein Kel Yechok Lei Chamas Kishimon V'Levi V'zua Siba HaGimel Shatzadik V'yashar. That's what it means. Miteref Bini Alisa means it's a reference back to Shimon and Levi. You're not like, they're also powerful. So why were they disqualified? Well, because they were Klei Chamas. And with you, mi teref bini alisa. Alisa, the type of teref, the type of tearing and attack and ripping that they did, alisa, you've elevated yourself. You know exactly how to fight a war and how to be fair. Bahasiba hadalid. What about the fourth? Well, before you get to that, he mentions the other one, which is the classical commentary, which is mi teref bini alisa. Bini means Yosef. You elevated yourself, miteref, from allowing the killing of Yosef. You said, ma betzabin kagana zachinu. So this is the positive, although we usually attribute the sale of Yosef, it was all Yehuda's fault. But here, the fact that you were willing to keep him alive. Vahasiba hadavit. Hishenim seis b'cha midas hakiyum v'ha'amoda b'gvura rabba ka'arye ha'gadol v'eincha pachas kamay. I feel that you're solid. You're a pillar. You're not someone who fluctuates. You're not someone who is going with the flow. You're not someone who does things in haste. You have patience. You have understanding. You have wisdom. So that's what makes you different. So when we read the psukim, we have to understand when we're reading, when you mention Yehuda, what are you saying? I'm telling why you're not like Shimon and Levi. I'm mentioning why you may be different than Yosef and why l'cha yo'eh hamelucha. To you, melucha is becoming. Okay, so we know it's Yehuda, but you have to show me why the others are disqualified. So let's look inside. Zevulun, l'chof yamim yishkon, pasuk yud gimel. He's going to live by the shores of the sea. V'hu l'chof aniyos, v'yachaso al tzidon. He's going to extend all the way up to Tzidon, all the way up to Lebanon. He's going to be very busy. Says the Abarbanel in Yud Gimel, Zivalun lechof yamim yishkon, v'gomer ad v'yitzav osam v'yomar lehem achar shebi'er shiyudah hayo ra'oi la'ad nusvelem shalom. After you explain that Yehuda is ra'oi, v'shalom hayu shken shloshes sechav agdolim, and the three elders were not fit. Mimenu zacharod gam shegam achiv haktanim mimenu lo hayach meher kolim shalom el malchus kamo. Even the younger children were also not fit. Not because they were younger. The younger one can be, it's possible. Had it not been for Yosef, the fact that they all were jealous and they hated him, maybe he would have been the leader. So why were they disqualified? V'zachar zivulun v'yisachar kodem, why they order should have been yisachar first, kodem sharban, and there are many answers to that question. What's going to be in the future with Zvulun? Lirash in the future, Lirash ben achalas haaretz v'chof yamim yishkon v'hua yatmo yisasek b'schora uv'brak matya. He's going to be busy with business and merchandise. V'zel l'chof yamim v'yachazo ashalatzo yagia. Turn the page. Ad Sidon. So if that's the case, kisham yisasek tamim b'schora doing business ematzidonim. So how's it going to be the king? V'yadua shahamelech v'hamoshel ein ra'ui sheyie socher. He can't be a merchant. Ki cherpohilo, that's disgraceful. Besides being disgraceful, he's a little busy. If that's what you're supposed to be doing, you got to be in the palace, right? Where are you going to be all the way up north? You're going to be, right? You have to be in the center of the country. V'haya tachlis ma'amar on the second line as hazakein. Yaakov, shezvulun yetiv o no teleschora. He was a businessman. You're a businessman, so that's what you should be doing. V'chein lo ta'ot lo, though again, ya'eh hamulcha. What about Yisachar? Let's go into the Chumash. Yisachar chamor garim is a strong, boned chamor. Rovet bein hamish besayim, he couches himself between the borders. He sees that he likes tranquility. Right, the land is beautiful. So he's inclined to work, to put his shoulder underneath a burden. Like he likes speaking. Right, he's going to give taskmasters. He's going to give tax to people. He's going to work very, very hard for the government. So if you look at the third line down, do you know why Yisachar is not fit? He's also a very busy man. V'amnam Yisachar ha'yagamkein bilti ro'i l'mulucha l'fi sha'anashav rubam yovdei adama. They're going to work the land. L'chein karo chamor goreim garem robeitz ben amish b'sayim ki b'beiso lo yishkunu raglov. They're not going to be in their homes. Amaluka chamor nosei sabo ro'im zem b'sayim she'im marachos ha'adama l'avdol shamra. They're going to be, he's going to be out in the fields. The Amar Vayarm Ruchaki Tov. What does that mean? You know what he likes? He likes to relax. He likes his vacations. He likes to be off. He likes when he's off, no one can contact him. So he shouldn't be a rabbi, and he shouldn't be a king. That's what it says. Ritzono Lomar Shayo Yisachor Ohev Hamunucha Lo Amal Hamelchamos. He doesn't want to fight in wars. You don't want to fight in wars. You can't be a Jewish king. They're going to give tax to the king. Well, if you're giving tax to the king, you're not the king. Means you're going to support the king. That's beautiful. You don't want to fight. You don't want to take a leadership role. You like vacations. Okay, that's beautiful. It's wonderful. The country needs people like that. But you're not going to be the king. Let's read the next one. What about Dun? Dun is a powerhouse. He is a power. So what about him? Dun yadinamo ka'achad shivtei Yisrael. Yihi dun nachash alei derech. Right, he's going to be a snake. Shifon alei orach, same thing. Hanosheich ikvesus vaypol rochvo achor. What about him? He's a melech. He could be a melech. So the answer is, now Barbanel points out, how exactly does he fight his enemy? Hanosheich ikvesus. He comes and he bites the heel of the horse, and now the rider falls back. That's not a melech. That's a surreptitiously. That's the way you come. You come from behind. That's not the way we do this. Va'achar, look at the bold. Va'achar. True, he was a powerful man, but not fit for a king. Skip to the bold. Avoldon Yaseg Givrosov Kiish Ragli Vilistim Mizuyon Sheyerova Servant. He's gonna lie in ambush Vivisehu Valze Omar Hano Sheikh Ikve Susvaipo Rachlo Achor Kilo Yatsur Don Koach Kamo Yuda Lum Chom Im Oivo Ponim Biponim. He's not going to fight. So that's not a Melech Yisrael. I need someone who's bold. I need someone who's audacious. I need someone who's going to come and he's willing to fight against the enemy. What about Shimshon? Look at the bold. V'ki'ilu omar hazakein ve'eni ani eni chafes b'tshua asher kazos rak l'shua schaki b'yisdi Hashem. Why is that pasuk end? V'aroshech ikveisus v'aypeh rochavor l'shua schaki b'yisdi Hashem? That's what Yaakov says. I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to come from behind and try to destroy anything. That's what Amalek does. You know what we do? We go out and fight them. Because Lishua Kibisi Hashem, because I have hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. Even if the numbers don't equal each other. So just because of time, we have to end. But just to make the last points, God, you know what it says? Hu Yogud Akev. There's the heel again. God is a troop, but he comes also to the Akev. What about Asher? Hu yitain ma'adane melech. How beautiful is that? He's there to serve the delicacies to the king. So he's not the king, but he's there to support the king. Naftali ayala shalucha. So he's an ayala heart, a gazelle on the loose. He's not in one place. Hanosein imre shefer. He speaks beautifully. Yeah, let him speak for the king. But he's not going to be the king. What about Yosef? So it's because vayistumuhu ba'alei chitzim. They hated him. That's why. He was able to hold his own, but because they hated him. What about Binyamin, Ze'ev, Yitro? Binyamin's interested in the spoil, similar to Shimon and Levi. And therefore, although he's also Ze'ev Yitrov, he can't be the king. I'll just end with, I heard Rabbi Mandelis tell me, Rabbi Twersky has said it several times, just a beautiful idea. Are these really brachos? They don't seem to be brachos. Maybe they're not nevuah. They're telling us who the melech should be, who the melech should not be. But they are brachos. You know why they're brachos? Because the greatest bracha is for a parent to know who his child really is. That's the greatest bracha. Because it's not such a great bracha when parents think their children are something that they're not. I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom.